to another exciting episode of The Age of Aquarius, where I'm your host, Kenosha. I'm in. Excuse me. Well, here we are, no longer on the precipice of great change. We are in great change right now. It's really weird seeing how things are turning out in the world. I know a couple of weeks ago, I was just, you know, standing outside looking around, just being in the environment, just taking a break, getting some sunlight or what have you. And I noticed the feeling I got, and maybe some of you have felt the same way. The feeling I got a couple of weeks ago, maybe the beginning of May, maybe May the 7th or something like that, was it felt like the energy around me had been cut in half. For those of you who practice martial arts, any type of combative arts, you know, or sports enthusiasts in general, you know the feeling that's called flow, the state of flow when you get into the flow or you get into the zone in your art, whatever you're doing. So for martial artists, we can usually feel the energy. Whether we want to admit it or not, because of how we're practicing and what we're doing in relating with others, you begin to get a sense of a person's energy. So you can feel life force, ra force, chi or prana from those around you. And for some reason, you know, like May the 7th, it just felt like the energy around me just got cut in half. Like I wasn't feeling the life force that I normally feel from the environment. I don't know. Maybe you guys felt the same way. It just felt weird. Like I walk around, you know, you go to the store, you do the things that you have to do, and you see people, and they don't seem to have the same life force that they used to have. Like their physical body's there, but the life force is not. Or it's really, really, really low to non-existent. So that's just something that I've noticed. But really, this podcast is talking about the only way I can describe it is like the zombification of the world, it seems like. When you look at your news in your local area and the news for your country, wherever you reside, and internationally, you just see that people have gone bananas. You know, from California, people driving on the freeway, and getting their windows shot out by who knows who, but it's been like, it's not just a random thing. It's like every day now, or every other day now, you can pretty much guarantee somebody's getting their windows shot out by BB guns or pellet guns. Maybe even shotguns, which is very dangerous, because that might cause somebody to have an accident, or somebody, you know, to be severely injured. So you got that going on. I saw a video of a person who was running from the police, and his strategy was to climb on top of a traffic pole, a traffic sign, and just sit there. And the police had to get him down. Another guy running from the police, and he decides to run around the neighborhood, climb on top of an electrical pole, and hang from high-powered wires. And luckily, he didn't die from that, but then the electric company had to come out. And this is in the U.S. Both times, this is in the U.S. The electric company had to come out and cut out power to like 30,000 people for like a few hours or an hour till the police could get this guy down. So it's like zombie-like behaviors. You know, we may even begin to see people have zombie-like features in their bodies. I don't know what would cause that, but it's mainly the behaviors that we're going to see. People are just acting crazy, still driving crazy on the road, and just shootings. Not just like the BB gun shootings here in California, but like people just shooting other people. The patience and the level of compassion, patience, understanding, it seems like that has been taken away from people. Some people, and now they're acting in very animalistic ways. They're just out here acting crazy. Like, I just saw this on the news, like, this place over in the UK, Mayhill, what was it, Seafair? Anyway, there's this, I think if you type in, just Google Mayhill, if you put it on Twitter, you'll see. I forget the name, but apparently there was this 19-year-old named Ethan Powell who was watching a football or soccer game. And for whatever reason, he passed out and passed away while watching the game. Okay, very sad, very unfortunate to leave this dimension so early. So his family decided to hold a vigil. And I think like the third vigil, for whatever reason, the people just started rioting. People showed up and started to riot in this area and just started destroying stuff. And like, okay, that's zombie-like behavior because there's really no reason to do that. You know, pent-up frustration, okay, but there's got to be a reason to spark it off. And then you just burn down homes and businesses. They set cars afire. There was even a video where maybe or supposedly a dog was set alight. So this is crazy. Like, that's zombie-like behavior. We're going to see. It's like people have lost all sense of common sense. So we're just out here just doing stuff. It doesn't make any sense. And I know I'm not the only one noticing this. You probably notice it too if you're looking at the news and you're watching things unfold. Aside from that, as I said before, here in America, in the middle of the U.S., mainly Texas, I said in a couple of podcasts before this one, I said, you know, the weather that Texas experienced when they had that huge winter storm, when the spring and the summer comes, because of the energies of the magnetic pole shift and the energies we are receiving from the sun, because the sun is putting off coronal mass ejections and solar flares, and we're being hit by solar storms, which are affecting people, places, and things. But I did say that once the spring and summer comes around for the middle of the U.S., the same type of experience, weather phenomena that took place in the winter is going to take place in the spring and summer. So the normal weather you normally get in the spring and summer is going to be intensified 100-fold. So now you see in Texas and Louisiana flooding on a massive scale, like a historical. They've never seen anything like that before. And then we have the tornadoes and the lightning strikes. All those are combined. Weather is energy. Energy is weather. So we can expect more of that. The high wind phenomena, the tornadoes hitting China, flooding in other parts of the world. This is all part of the shift that's taking place. And it's not just nature that's going to be showing the shift. People, like I said, are going to be showing the shift too in their behaviors. So expect more crazy behaviors from people around the world who don't really know how they're going to act out, but just know that they're going to act out. I would say keep your eyes and ears open and just pay attention to how people are acting when you're out and about. And like I said before, keep your vibrations as high as you can, because that's the only thing that's going to keep people sane as this world keeps changing. So yeah, the zombification of America and the world. I don't know. For some reason that word zombie just seems to be appropriate for how people are going to start acting, showing no compassion. I mean, in a way, a lot of people have always been like that, but they're really out here acting crazy and doing weird things, and behaviors just don't seem to act right. They don't seem to match up with what you would define as human. So keep your eyes and ears open for any types of videos that you might see on Twitter, on YouTube, or anywhere where they might mention a zombie, or they might mention somebody acting very crazy and very weird. Just keep your eyes open for those type of videos, because I think they're going to increase. Also, keep your eyes to the sky. Like I said, we're going to see more and more phenomena in the sky. We might even begin to see creatures, or what you would define as craft, but they're not really UFOs, be living beings. They've always been in our skies. It's just maybe our vibrations were at such a low level that we couldn't see them. Well, the technology, the videos, the cameras that we were using weren't advanced enough to pick up their frequencies, but now we can see them. So keep your eyes on the skies and for things that you will see. It's going to be a pretty amazing time in 2021 as we move forward in the age of Aquarius. Keep your vibrations high. Keep your wits about you. Keep stocking up on the water and food and supplies that you think you will need. And, you know, also know if you've been feeling kind of weird, if you were frustrated this past week, past couple of days, we did have a major solar storm hitting from the sun. So we were all affected by that. So keep that in mind as you keep your vibrations as high as you can. And once again, this is the Age of Aquarius, and I am your host, Kenosha Men, signing off.